Good morning. Thank you for your invitation to speak to you on behalf of Good News for Everyone, formerly known as Gideon's UK. My name is Mike Cottrell. Tim and I were on mission many years ago, so hi Tim. Hi to other members and friends of Gideon's, as it was called, in your church. Thank you for the many years of supporting this organisation and giving God's word to people so that they might find Jesus for themselves. I'm speaking to you from my workshop. I no longer have a church as I'm retired. And here I am in my workshop with a somewhat Heath Robinson set up to speak to you. Well, thank you for that donation of £1,000 last year. I wonder if that was used for some of the Bibles that I gave out in our local school here in Wem before the lockdown. Maybe it was, but thank you for your contribution. If you're unfamiliar with the principles behind this society, let me just explain that it's about putting God's word into people's hands, whether they're school children in secondary school or people in hotels or hospitals or elsewhere, or through direct evangelism, putting God's word into people's hands so that God may speak to them and their situations through this. If you were to look onto our website, goodnewsuk.com, all one word, you'll see an amazing story of Angela and other people who have really come to faith, and their faith has broadened and developed through reading God's word. Well, here in my workshop, I have many tools. There's tools behind me, there's timber on the shelf, ready to make things. I do a variety of work, mostly trying to repair furniture for people, but all sorts of woodwork, really. One of the important things about woodworking is sharp tools, sharp cutting tools, be they saws, chisels, machinery, whatever it is. With a sharp tool, you can get good results and good finish, and it's safe and it's easy. With a blunt tool, all sorts of things can happen that are not good and also can be dangerous. Well, you may be knowing where I'm going with my thoughts. God's word is like a sharp tool, sharp in God's hands, sharp and penetrating and cutting deeply, or making smooth, of course. There is a wonderful passage that you've had read to you already, and let me read it in a different translation, perhaps, of the Bible to one that you have. For the word of God is alive and powerful. It is sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between soul and spirit, between joint and marrow. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God. Everything is naked and exposed before his eyes, and he is the one to whom we are accountable. God's word is sharp, penetrating. It does what it's supposed to do, and that it brings conviction. It brings an awareness of the reality of God and the salvation that we need to embrace. It encourages us to go on living the Christian life with God's help. It feeds us in doing that. For many, the Bible might be an old book tucked away on the shelf that they couldn't quite throw out from their mother or their grandmother's bookshelf and have kept it and have prized it, but have no really understanding of what's inside it, let alone its application. But as we look at God's word, the Bible, and we invite the Holy Spirit to help us to understand, the Holy Spirit who inspired the words of the Bible originally through the variety of writers, inspires us today. That same Holy Spirit inspires us, convicts us of sin where need be, encourages us, comforts us, comes alongside us. God speaks to us through the power of his Holy Spirit, through his word today. And we check out all Christian teaching and ideas from the words of Scripture. We base our morality and our ethics upon the words of Scripture, not upon what is being taught in society at any one moment in time or by a consensus. God's word for us is absolute. It is his word, which is everlastingly true, always applicable in our day and age, but not compromisable. And of course, there are many debates in churches today about whether we can leave off following God's word in one way and another, particularly in areas of morality. Well, coming back to God's word really fuels our relationship with him. It helps us to understand his will for our lives. It sharpens up our Christian walk with Jesus. We may read and we may be suddenly convicted of something, the Spirit speaking to us, or we may read and read each day, and slowly, slowly God's word, through the help of his Holy Spirit, changes us, moulds us, makes us more the Christians that he wants us to be. In my workshop there are many tools, and there's piles of wood, there's all sorts of things. But without a relationship with those things, nothing can happen. It needs a real life person to come along and pick up the plans, pick up the tools, pick up the timber, and apply a plan and keep working on it in through its various stages until it's completed. Experience makes the production easier, and experience also makes the product better, whatever that might be. And so with God's word, as we study it, as we think about it, it helps us in our Christian life. It helps us to get better in knowing God and discerning his will more readily for our lives. God's Spirit interacts with us as we read, whether it's a sudden flash or whether it's a gradual, long process through a journey through our lives. The Holy Spirit, through the Word of God, makes real the presence of Jesus to our lives, and that changes everything. It's easy in a workshop to just make a big mess and lots of dust, and then to fail or to feel really upset about something that didn't really work out as well as you'd hoped, or you'd measured it wrong and it didn't fit. All sorts of disasters can happen. For a paying customer, that's no good at all. You have to start all over again, perhaps. With God, we don't start all over again in the sense of going back to the beginning, but his word encourages us to go back to him with repentance and faith, to pick ourselves up with the Spirit's help, to go on in the Christian life. Yes, we all make many mistakes. One of my favourite verses in the Bible, actually, for we all make many mistakes. Look that up afterwards in one of the epistles. Well, we make mistakes, but God's word guides us and helps us. In Scripture, we find the stories of many people who got things wrong before they began to get them right with God. Some people's lives, like Abraham, for example, were a series of mistakes that he made, but yet God continued to work through his life and change him. And so he does with us as well. To change the metaphor entirely from the workshop, I'm thinking of the words of an old Christian hymn, but it was based on a biblical metaphor. You are the potter, I am the clay. God's word with his Holy Spirit molds us, fashions us into the people he wants us to be. Not in a robotic sense, not in the sense that we're all clones, but God's Spirit brings out our individual gifts and characters and helps us to serve him in the world. Well, thank you again for your support for Gideon's. Please do continue to support Good News for Everyone, now it's called. And perhaps you'd like to get more involved in this organisation yourself, becoming a member or a friend. Well, do speak to the members in your church who can tell you more about that, or look up Good News for All website, or look up any of the resources that you'll find on the websites for either Gideon's, as it was called, or Good News for Everyone. So I encourage you in this time of lockdown to get to know God's word better with prayer, maybe each day reading a section of scripture. Looking out for what God might be saying to you and how relevant that is to your life. Sometimes we read stuff and we think, that's really hard. I don't want to forgive my neighbour. I don't want to change my pattern of behaviour. But it's God's Spirit that inspires us through his word, not only to know which way we should go, but fires us to go that way and want to go that way and to keep on going. Well, some months ago at the beginning of the year, I was giving out New Testaments to young people in one of the local schools here in Wem. And it reminded me, 55 years ago, probably round about this time of the year, I was given at school a Gideon's New Testament. And I carried that around with my blazer pocket through my 5 years in secondary school. Wow, I couldn't read it very much then, as in those early years, although I was in year seven, I still couldn't read fluently. But it was sitting in bed at night reading the scriptures because I wanted to know what was in them and because I loved Jesus for myself, that I really learnt to read in a much more fluent way than I had before. Wow, that seems a long time ago, but God's word is still alive and active, sharper than two-edged sword, and it really gets to the places it needs to get to in our lives. Not to give us a hard time, but to help us to be more like Jesus and to know him better for ourselves, to comfort, to bring healing, to allow us to know God's love. It puts words into our minds and on our lips to help us worship God back, to really feel the presence of God in our lives, to feel that we belong to him, to worship him with all of our lives. Scripture helps with that. So I encourage you to get to know scripture even more. But I encourage you also to support this society that is trying to put scripture into people's hands so that they may discover for themselves God and know him as their Lord and Saviour. So thank you very much for your support. God bless you. And maybe one day I'll be with you in the flesh. Let us pray together. Lord, we thank you for your word, which is so amazing and has changed so many lives over the years. May your Holy Spirit continue to work in our lives as we read the scriptures. And we pray that it may work in many other people's lives as we and others support sharing of your word with others. Help us to be witnesses to you. In Jesus' name, amen.